Hello and welcome to the Aga Khan Museum. My name is Beata Purvash, Assistant Curator, and it's my pleasure to walk you through this tour on the theme of creativity. The Aga Khan Museum, with its internationally renowned Islamic art collection, opened in 2014 in Toronto. The choice of the location is in recognition of Canada's and Toronto's commitment to pluralism. The museum's mandate is to connect cultures through the arts and to foster a greater understanding and appreciation of the diversity, creativity, achievements, and interconnectedness of Muslim civilizations across time and space. The museum, commissioned by His Highness the Aga Khan, the 49th spiritual leader of the Shia Ismaili Muslims, was designed by Pritzker Prize-winning Japanese architect Fumihiko Maki around the symbolism of light and enlightenment, combining contemporary, international, and Islamic architectural elements. The arts and material culture of the Muslim world vary immensely across time and geographical boundaries, reflecting the great diversity and creativity of its people. They include works for religious, courtly, and everyday contexts. They may have been made by Muslims and non-Muslims, for Muslims or non-Muslims patrons, and continue to play an integral role in the world art to this day. This tour is designed to give you a glimpse into the creativity of Muslim cultures across the ages. Let's start in the Bellary Room. In the first showcase on the left, you'll find this bowl with an image of a bird at the center. This bowl with its beautiful golden shine represents one of the outstanding moments of creativity in the Muslim world. With its luxurious metallic surface, which was in fact created without actually using any gold, the object was made in the 10th century, most probably in Basra, southern Iraq, one of the major and foremost ceramic production centers of this kind of ceramics at the time. The technique that was used to achieve this golden effect is called luster or zarinfam, meaning golden light, as mentioned in a 14th century Persian treatise talking about ceramic production. Initially used on glass in pre-Islamic Egypt and Syria, luster pigments were first applied to ceramics in 9th century Basra, and it soon became one of the Muslim world's unique contributions to art making, spreading from Iraq and Iran across Syria and North Africa to Europe, where it is still used today. The luster technique is a complicated and costly one. In order to achieve the metallic effect on the ceramics, the luster pigments made from silver, copper, and iron oxides would have to be applied on an already glazed and fired object, and then fired for a second time, in a special kiln with controlled oxygen level. In the 11th and 12th centuries, the development of a new body material for ceramics further enhanced the impact of the luster technique. Stone paste, a special type of clay made from crushed quartz, one part clay and one part glass, now provided a fine whitish body and surface for the metallic luster pigments. In addition to that, the fact that the material was more predictable during the firing process than the earthenware clay that was naturally available in the region greatly contributed to the success of the production of luster ceramics and its widespread use. The decoration of this bowl, probably a peacock with a leaf in its beak, speaks to the creative ways in which Islamic artists drew on the past. The motif continues ancient Iranian, Greco-Roman and Christian traditions that saw peacocks as symbols of royalty, eternal life in paradise, and good fortune. Interestingly, these associations also seem to be echoed to some extent on the base of this bowl, which chose the Arabic word baraka, meaning blessing and good fortune. Please proceed to the collection gallery. Once past the fountain, you'll find a dark blue wall. Please find this candlestick in the showcase in front of the wall.